KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And in just a few seconds here, we will join the BBC News and do a little catch-up for the afternoon.
Hello, this is Julie Candler with the BBC News. The Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi has presented a coronavirus recovery plan worth nearly $300 billion to the Italian Parliament, saying the credibility and destiny of the country lay in the projects it encompasses. Here's Danny Eberhard.
Italy was both the first European country to be hit by the pandemic and one of the worst affected. As such, it's the biggest recipient of EU recovery funds. Prime Minister Draghi intends to use the windfall to transform his country, guided in part by European Commission objectives to drive an ecological and digital transition. There are funds for infrastructure like high-speed rail and green energy, and it has measures to boost employment following the loss of 1 million jobs during the pandemic.
The European Commission has begun legal action against the pharmaceutical firm AstraZeneca, alleging that it breached contractual agreements for the supply of its coronavirus vaccine. A Commission spokesman said the company had not been able to come up with a reliable strategy to ensure the timely delivery of doses. AstraZeneca said it had fully complied with the advance purchase agreement and would defend itself strongly in court. Germany has condemned a move by a Russian prosecutor to suspend the activities of political offices set up by the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Chancellor Angela Merkel spokesman Stefan Siebert said it breached international norms.
The German government condemns the decision of the Moscow court, which was based on a request from state prosecutors to ban the activities Navalny's organization on suspicion of extremist activity. Using anti-terror laws against political opponents is in no way in line with the rule of law.
The Russian move is part of efforts to get a court to ban Mr. Navalny's organizations. His team says they'll go on working, but the BBC's Moscow correspondent says it's not at all clear how. Forces loyal to the opposition in Somalia are occupying key parts of the capital Mogadishu, following Sunday's eruption of fighting with soldiers supporting President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo. Civilians have been fleeing the areas affected by the violence. Here's our Africa editor, Mary Harper.
There's been months and months of political argument about an election process that was meant to have happened already before the president's mandate expired in February, and those never really got resolved. And so there's been a lot of tension in Mogadishu, where you have the main clan there is opposed to the clan of President Farmajo. And basically, these opposition presidential candidates who've kind of gathered together in Mogadishu and formed an alliance. The Somali military and police is already very divided along clan lines. So it's now split apart, with some supporting the president and others supporting the opposition.
World News from the BBC. Italian police have carried out raids across the country, arresting 31 Nigerians suspected of operating for the Black Axe Mafia syndicate. Police said the suspects face about 100 charges, including for drug and people trafficking, prostitution and internet fraud. They said the gang used the Bitcoin currency to carry out clandestine financial transactions on the dark web. The High Court in Delhi has reprimanded the Indian government and the capital's administration over failures in the supply to the city of critically needed oxygen. The court was responding to a government statement that ensuring supplies reached the Indian capital was not its job. Delhi, along with much of India, is suffering severe shortages as record COVID infections and deaths overwhelm hospitals. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said help was being provided.
The situation in India is beyond heartbreaking. WHO is doing everything we can, providing critical equipment and supplies, including thousands of oxygen concentrators, prefabricated mobile field hospitals, and laboratory supplies. WHO has redeployed more than 2,600 staff to support the response on the ground.
An Iranian court has sentenced the British-Iranian charity worker Nazanin Zaghari Radcliffe to a year in jail and a year-long travel ban on charges of propaganda against the state. Her husband called it a negotiating tactic as Tehran negotiates a revival of the international deal regarding its nuclear program. Nazanin Zaghari Radcliffe only completed a 5-year sentence on spying charges in March. Lebanon has said it hopes Saudi Arabia will reconsider a ban it recently imposed on Lebanese fruit and vegetable imports. The Saudis said the shipments were being used for drug smuggling and accused Beirut of not taking sufficient action. BBC News.
All right, that is the BBC News.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the newsroom.
There we go. My name is Andy. This is the KGNU Afternoon Sound Alternative. It's been a while since I've been on, so excuse any of the flubs that happen. Hope you're enjoying the weather. It is gorgeous outside. Got on my motorcycle yesterday and had a little ride. It's quite fun. Let's see. We're just going to get started with the music, but I wanted to tell you that you are listening to KGNU, the Afternoon Sound Alternative. And if you want to give me a call, 303-442-4242, or email me at dj@kgnu.org. And we're going to start it off with a band from Belarus, from Minsk. The name of the band is called Mission Jupiter, and this is a brand new song from them called Confession here on KGNU.
Faithful little river, you and the mountain have